You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
We're recording this one in my living room, of all things, so it's a little echoey. I'm going to do my best to fix and post, but I'm joined by the one and only, my leader, Danny Diablo, a.k.a. Lordy Zach.
What's up, man? Today has really been cool.
And we're also joined with our boy Dimmy, who's been another staple a couple times. He's here again in Milford. Yes. Joining me. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, boss.
Always, man. Always a pleasure. And then in the background, we got Pineapple, who's in charge of running the YouTube while we discuss what's been going on. So it's been a little while since me and E have gotten together, but it's because we've been super busy. As I told you in the digest last week, you know, E's been working on a bunch of shit, and we're going to recap that quick for everybody. So let's start off first with... Well, fuck A. Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
That's the first thing.
Real high.
Yeah. Well, you're hanging out with me, so that explains a lot. Dimmy, how are you doing? You drove everybody up.
Really good, yeah. Other than the holiday traffic, it was good.
Yeah, which I thought was crazy. I told him, too. I was like, yo, leave early. He called me at like 1 o'clock and peak travel time. He's like, oh, we just left. I was like,
we didn't pick the perfect time. We didn't pick the perfect time. Fuck it, we're here.
Listen, you guys made it, and everybody's here, and that's what matters the most. And it was really important for us. Me and I talked about this a little bit on the last episode, but me and Ezak are working on a little bit of a limited edition zine that we're gonna be rolling out the plans for that, and we'll have that for you guys. But part of us doing this zine, just so everybody knows, is we are going to be using all of the money that we make to do that to fund this coffee table book that. Ezek and I have been talking about this for years, and everybody who knows, when I work with my friends, I'm one to help them push this and get it done. So as soon as I get involved, that means we're definitely going to get it finished, and it will see the light of day. So we're going to start with this zine. I'm not going to throw some dates out yet because we just started, got it rolling, but it's going to be a limited edition of 100 copies. We're going to number them. It's going to be for sale on the Static Era website.
Signed.
And again, that's going to help us fund this full book that we want to do for you guys. But so that's the first thing. So that's actually what brings Ezak here to Connecticut. That's why we're doing a little bit of an episode here. And if it sounds a little weird, I apologize. But let's get into everything else, dude. So Eso, since last time I saw you, let's talk about Smoke AD first, because that's actually when the last time I saw you. We didn't record an episode because we were both super busy. But you guys were in rehearsals at the time. We were meeting up with Dimmy the next day, because I don't think you were in Connecticut yet with us that day.
We went to a studio.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so you were there. You guys met up with Sean the next day is what it was. Okay.
Yes.
So last time I saw both of you, we were at Factory Underground. Shout out to my friends there.
Oh, great.
Beautiful studio.
The great lady.
Shout out to Amy.
Thank you so much.
Out Amy at Factory for facilitating. So, you know, the single is out now. You heard me plug it last week. Smoke AD is the name of the band.
Tell who's in the who we're waiting for to get out of the recording the rehearsal studio.
Oh, Jose Feliciano was just rehearsing his.
I was like, yo, son.
He was rehearsing his holiday show.
He does it all the time. But how crazy!
My friend who owns Factory Underground, Kenny, he plays bass in Jose's live band.
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas.
So that's how.
My heart.
So that's how Kenny knows them. He plays bass in the live version of that. And I really had wanted to get a picture with Isaac and Jose, but it didn't happen.
Yo, tell Jose I'm looking for him.
But yo, so let's talk about Smoke AD. Let's talk about Smoke AD for a second.
First, shout out to Hoya Rock.
So shout out to Hoya. Casa de Rock Records, Sean Martin. I want to talk first, E, to you about I know you and Hoya are close, but tell me, how did he approach you to get involved with this, and what was your initial thing?
I knew something was up when Hoya was like talking to me about this project. I was like, yo, he's playing mad ball, but I know, and I was like, something's going on, but I was like, just take this guy how many years to do a band with me, really? So, but then, let's get past this, all this crazy. So he left Madball, and he was telling me, yo, I want to work with some people, and I was like, are you asking me to be in the band? Or are you trying to just ask me, nigga? He was like, yo, we have other people, and I'm the singer, motherfucker. Just ask me to be the singer. I am the singer. I am the singer now of Smoke AD.
Yeah,
Hawaii was like being weirdo. Like, I was like, yo, we're talking to me in riddles and shit. I was like, fucking, and I was like, you want me to sing the band? He goes, oh yeah, I got a song. So now I'm gonna sing it, but he was trying to tell me his other people, just to put it in me, I was the first thought. That's that probably got me fucking mad.
Well, and I'm so proud of you guys for getting it done. Yeah. All of you guys, great job. Shout out to Sean Martin. Shout out to Zeus for crushing the production.
Sean Martin, just being with Sean Martin again.
How great was that?
We did this and we looked at each other, and I love Sean Martin. So working with Sean Martin, it's like a kid. Working with him as a musician is crazy.
Yeah.
But working with him as a friend is more fucked up. I think it's funnier.
And shout out to the Lee brothers for appearance, which is great.
Your birthday today. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. We're recording this on your guys' birthday.
Yeah. A huge part, too.
That was just so
Chino
cool.
Twins.
Me and Royce.
I was so upset that I missed them.
Lee and Royce.
Definitely helped with the whole vibe of the whole Smoke AD.
Now, Jimmy, was that your first time working with Zeus?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Oh my god, amazing. Yeah, that was the best. Yeah.
And that was
vibes, super laid back, like us. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And he gets such a great drum sound, right?
Oh, hell yeah, yeah.
That's my boy. He was so happy.
I was gonna say, so, and that was a lot. That was probably the first time you've worked with him since Ice Pick, right?
No, I worked. I did something else from after. I did the first record with him.
Oh, okay.
An EP from Travis Barker with LaSalle Records.
Oh, and that was after Ice Pick, right?
No, before Ice Pick.
Okay, yeah, so I was going to say, Ice Pick the last time, so it's been a really long time. Okay, cool.
I mean, we don't skip a beat.
Yeah, he was I'm not one to, you guys know, I'm not one who's like, yo, I worked on this or that, but I had the pleasure of working with you guys on this, and it was a lot of fun because Zeus was like, yo, make sure, and Hoya, And again, man, as friends, I tell you guys this. I've told you offline, and I just want to give you your flowers here on the podcast. And I'm so proud of all of you.
The
song.
You were a big part of it.
You're a big part of this.
Hell yeah.
Over the years, guys, I'm going to tell you something. I met Jay Reason years ago.
16, I think.
Before I moved to
New Haven.
To L.A., you know, I was working every day with Jay for 6 months.
Much fun. Much fun.
Remember the Western? I bagged up the Western Union girl.
Yeah, from downstairs. I was wondering why she was mad at me, remember? I was like, why is this lady now so mad?
Yo,
all
she was
of a sudden.
Listening. This girl, she was like the check girl. And I'm like, yo, I'm gonna hit that. I'm like, but in a nice way. And she's like talking to me, and she was hot. I was like, when I finally fucking had it naked, she had a Star David on. She had Star David on. Listen, she was like, no, she had Star David. And I was like, I had Star David. She was like, you're Jewish? I thought she was like, whatever. She was like Moroccan and Puerto Rican. but Jewish.
And then the next day, she was so mean to me. We had some, there was like some mail or something, and she used to be cool about the mail getting delivered there. And then one day, she was like, yo, get your shit. Yeah, she was like, why? I don't want your stuff being delivered here anymore.
She's like, I don't know why.
So now, yo, now we know why that happened. But
thanks, E.
So everybody, go stream the Smoke AD thing. There are plans, right, for more recording, I think. Yes, right, that's in the game plan.
Well, listen, he has a view, like a big,
like a vision for it, right?
A vision he has a whole big vision for this. So my thing is, I'm just like.
We're waiting.
My whole life, I've done whatever I want to do, and you know, time for me to do something different. Like,
I told you another
piece of Ultron. That's
right.
It. You know what I mean?
Well,
that's
I told you this when we talked about it, and I think you've seen a lot of feedback. It's the best you've sounded, I think, in a really long time. It's like you sound great on it. You know,
everything I do, like I still do away my life when we vocally, like. Usually, guys in bands, their voice goes right. My voice.
No,
is
yours.
Hard,
I mean, you're like,
hard,
it sounds great.
Crazy.
And
sounds better.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
I'm really excited to see what you guys do next. So yeah, definitely keep your eye out for that. Like I said, the link has been in our description. I'll have that one again. Tell me about Art Basel.
So.
Or was Diablo Fest first?
Diablo
okay,
Fest
let's
first.
Rewind.
We drove.
So Diablo Fest Vegas. Tell me about this.
Motherfuckers love Vegas, so we went three days earlier.
Thank you, GRP.
It's damn, so
driving.
Yeah, so but these guys are like
and
Jimmy,
Jason Logic.
Jimmy and Jason Logic are both like degenerate gamblers. Yeah. Like they are out the whole with 3 fucking days. I didn't see these motherfuckers. I'm gonna tell you right now. Listen, I love these guys and my boys, but Jason Logic lost like fucking 8 G's, son. Yo, I'm trying to see these motherfuckers. Jason Logic, I love you, but yo, you know, that nigga lost 8 to 10 G's.
Dude, do you know what we could do with 8 to 10 G's? I mean, that's crazy.
And he's like, yo, he's the man. I'm sorry, I had spending money. I'm like, nigga, your wife's gonna kill you, nigga. I was like, yo, this is crazy, son. Yo, 8 to 10 G's? But we were gonna play. With the Jimmy
Diablo Fest.
Yeah,
Diablo Fest.
Niggas trying to shoot me in Diablo Fest.
Wait, what?
So, you know what I'm saying? But you're talking.
Tell me about this.
Yeah, I can tell you. We'll tell you the story. I can't wait to tell the story. Right,
tell me as much as you can.
The show was great.
Let's start with the show first. So, two days, right?
Sendog came down.
Oh, no shit. All right. Shout out to Sendog.
Shout out to Sendog.
Keep it. That's awesome, man. He keeps it real.
Cuban.
Yeah, how
and
yeah.
All Cubans, and Freddie Mambo, Sendog, Scandus, all together.
Oh,
right.
Missing me. That's
and
it. The only
all part. Music, nigga.
Yeah. So you guys had a good time. How was the turnout? The venue? Everything good?
Good. It was fun. We had no sponsors. Everything. The dive bar. Shout out to dive bar. Shout out to the lady that runs it. Everyone's cool. Everyone played on time. Everyone killed it. You might have heard something, but I'm not going to just start doing what we're saying.
Well, so, all right.
Listen, I want to dry snitch on myself. Yeah, listen, I was saying, he's holding the microphone.
Listen, guys, I'm doing this for the listeners. Right, I don't want the cable to come disconnected.
All right, so I'm going to tell you like this.
The show was great.
The show was fucking great.
Madball
didn't think something happened. Some beef between like East Coast, West Coast shit, whatever. But the beef was like some dudes, I guess, from Vegas. Yeah, you know, dude. I'm not going to say his name, but the gang dude and fucking... He was pissed off or something. Something happened, and you know, and the people got disrespected, and people got.
No, so what happened to you?
I stopped. He was catching a beating, and I stopped it, and I picked up because I don't want anyone to fucking fight for my fest.
Yeah.
And plus, I don't want to walk outside, and people think I fucking if I would do something, you know, I'm trying to be fucking legally. Also, you know, the streets are stupid.
Yeah.
You know? So, and dude kept going, and then he, you know. Yeah, you know, whatever. But he came back.
Shout out to Scam Dust.
He tried to mediate. And we all peaced out.
He told the kid to leave like many times.
I guess the guy might have been fucked up too, but he was probably when we came back. Came back, put the gun on. He put the gun. One of the guys put the gun to fainted. I was more mad at the homeboy fainting.
Yo, like, Izak is laughing, and my face is just like, what the fuck?
I'm walking. You know, pointing at me, I said, put the gun. He's like, he said, stop peeping to the guy, Gunner's boy. And he fainted. Then I looked at what Jason Lodge and Grelling. I was like, nigga, just faint? I think, yo, get the fuck up, nigga. He's like, I just saw him yesterday. You saw him. He was smoking with us. I was like, yo, nigga, you fainted. So listen. And I can understand. The guy's not well. He's not well. No, he's not. Well, he's a nice kid. I'm sure you niggas put guns. Well, but I'm like, yo, nigga. I said, yo, nigga. He's like, I said, yo, he's also, yo, fuck Bad Boy. I said, you got the wrong band, nigga, the wrong band. They left. Bad Boy's smart, nigga. Bad Boy's like, I almost said people with a real gang, nigga. You know, because I'm like, you retards, you know, they're coming back. Guys, the reason I didn't want no one fighting because this nigga's a gang man. He's like, just fight a fair one. He's called someone already.
Especially like in a place like Vegas where it's like shit is fucking crazy.
So I was like, it was just fucking crazy. So I was like,
well, listen, man, I'm glad nothing fucking happened.
He put a gun to Gunner Christ first, but he's so high smoking weed outside and doing mushrooms. So Gunner Christ was like, and he turned around, he goes, that him. Yeah, that's the van right there. His friends, and they went to the van. That came out. He goes, no people to die. This guy tried to run out. He went, oh, he fainted.
Are you sure he didn't play possum? Or?
No. It's sad.
He's
gonna hate this, but it was the funniest. We could stop laughing. All the rivalries. The way he fainted, it was like when he's doing theater. It was like, oh, like it's like Romeo out there. That sounds weird. It was weird, but. I'm not going to make fun of people.
Shout out to God of Christ.
Shout out to God of Christ, was God of Christ's boy. Yeah.
And so, Dimmy, where are you during all this?
I was inside with Scam Dust and Donnie, who is E's manager, came running
shout
in
out DRP.
And said, somebody, bucking shots, we got to go now. So, we were still at the after show.
So, he put the gun to me, and he was like, yeah, I said, yo, I saved your fucking life, because I saved his life, so everyone stop. You mean? And I picked him up and brought him to his boys. You know what I mean? I told you something. He's fucked up too. But I understand he just caught a beating. He was fucked up. Maybe he had wrong days. And whatever happened, maybe it was whoever's fault is. But I'm glad no one got killed because.
I'm glad nothing happened. You guys. Yeah, that's crazy.
He walked like 30, 40 feet that way. Look. Then I was like, all right, turn around. I said, he's got this. I said, trust him. He said, yeah, shoot. He went, bop, bop, blew like 8 shots. And I thought...
He was shooting in the air? Yeah.
But still, I thought it was
going to... Oh, yeah, no, that's still...
I thought it was going to kill me. Me and Tony Simmons, one of the dreams I had killed. We said today earlier, we always have dreams that get killed in late days.
Like Tupac?
Like Tupac. I'd be like this. Car.
Damn, what a dark turn this
no
just
took.
No more BMWs today. You know what I'm saying? Look, Tupac died there and two hips died there. No. My brother, listen.
Look, I
listen,
do. Did I say
two hips? Two hips DMS died 20 years ago in Vegas. Listen. And it's even crazier. The Shark performed. Shout out to the Shark from Morris Park. Performed in fucking Galfest. And I go, yo, Shark and Two Hips were best friends before Hardcore.
That's crazy.
So listen. So we're talking about Jay. He's like, yo, but then he goes, Izak, the day he died in Vegas, that's New Year's Eve, I saw him at the airport that day. He goes, yo, we're going to chill. And he was already fucked up.
Unbelievable.
So he told me about that day. He saw him, the man. So when he walked into us, I go, Freddie. And Freddie's like, well, me and Freddie doing shots. And all of a sudden, I go, this is the Shark. He's like, this. And he goes, I go, the Shark from Morris Park. I go, fucking two hits from fucking boy. He's like, I mean, he hugged each other.
Oh, that's
like,
dope.
Then I hugged the Shark. Then I turned around Freddie and we looked at him. We broke up, was crying. We had tears in our eyes. Me and Freddie, I go, I know, I hugged Freddie. I was like, that was a boy. So right there, right in that area, right there, like, it was like so sad. two hits rest in peace. You know?
Listen, man, I'm glad that nothing happened to you guys.
Yeah, so I thought I was gonna be, all this shit talking that I do and fucking make jokes and shit. I thought,
great show.
So then,
it was.
We killed it.
All the bands killed it.
So then, from there,
Tone One Piss Mob killed it.
Count time.
Locked. The hook. The crack is kind of hot. The bitch right
there.
Shout out
Florida Made MG.
Yes, totally good. Oh, we're on the thing. I'm sorry. So listen.
Just so everybody knows, we're watching Florida Made MG YouTube channel. It's he makes people eat the hottest chip. Ezak and Dimmy and a pineapple had never seen this, and I couldn't believe it, so I had to put it on. But you can ignore that.
So the Diablo Fest was a success. Listen, Big Lep performed.
Oh no!
From
shit.
The Coca Nostra. Remember Big Lep?
Yeah, of course.
Performed and killed it with his group called Masamune.
Yeah, the turnout looked really good. The crowd looked like they had a good time.
Who else? What other bands? Hundred Proof from the Rapper Show performed.
Oh, sick.
TRP, They Live, Key Relic, Prolific, Chase Logic. Who else?
Scarhead.
Piss Mob. Toneward. Jason the Sin God. And Scandos? No. They shot at a place that we could know.
So then from there you travel to...
Back to Milwaukee for...
Like a couple days?
No, 20 hours. Then we jump back in the van.
So what did you do in Milwaukee? Why even bother? Just got to ask. Why did you just go...
I had my dogs there.
Shout out Godzilla. I'm sorry.
Shout out to Godzilla. He's 14 years old.
I can't believe I forgot Godzilla.
When I said goodbye to Godzilla, I said, it's all right if you walk towards the light. Just keep walking right towards the light.
Don't say that. That's terrible.
Yeah, I tell you, he says the same thing to me with his eyes. He judges me all the time, that fucking bastard.
How old is that?
That motherfucking judges me every time he sees me doing some shit.
How old is
that? Yo, listen, that dog has fucking human eyes, you know that. What?
How old is that?
14, he's gonna be 15 in June.
This dude says walk into the light, man.
Walk into the light.
All right, so you stop home for like 20 hours. Are you rolling with them at this point, Dimmy?
No, at that time I went home already.
What did you, yeah. you flew. Yeah, you're flow. Like, I'm out.
I went back to Vegas, actually. I went back to Vegas and then went home.
So you and DRP roll home and then you go head to Miami.
Yeah, it's me, DRP, and fucking Key Relic. It's like fucking throw mom up for the train. It's just like that shit. Right?
And you guys are in a van. It's just in the van. Loaded up with all the art shit.
And Donnie is bugging out because we had to pay Madball a full fucking price. And it was like, yo, nigga, we gotta pay him up front so just niggas know that we're not playing games. That's a festival. And then he's like, we're $1,000 in the hole. I was like, don't make it look like it. Don't, just pretend it is. Pretend we're successful. Bye bye. Don't worry. Then I said, yo, you know what? I was gonna do a joke. I was gonna be like, Prolific. I was like, yo, I said, Prolific. This ain't the money. It's only that. Tell me about $1,000 short, and he can't do nothing about it. Say it's for me.
You
imagine? And he went to see what that fucking beat.
He would have came back crooked.
No, that's what everyone started saying.
No, you can't do that to him.
Laughing. I was like,
that would have been awful.
Don't say it. Just say, who the fuck's Freddy?
That would have been the worst. That would have been the worst shit ever.
Yo, that's a Prolific. Yo, so we told the joke. He's like, "Are you guys assholes?" Then we saw Freddie walking. We're like, "We all shook and shit." I said, "Yo, I told him what you said."
So then we load up the van. We get to Miami.
Yeah. So I got. I have a whole bunch of artwork. I, you know me, I mean, listen, guys, I haven't been, like, The last year's been hard, guys. But I said, like one of my homegirls, like, I saw something and I hit her up. I got a 3D cat, but it was a poster board. It was like, it looks like it's been in the window for like 10 years.
You know, or like,
sunbleeds. Yeah. I was like, sure, sir, you know, truck stop on. I got it for her. She's like, yo, it's the best present ever. Like, yo, I was like, that's cool. But I've been carrying this stupid fucking cat. Board. I went over TSA. I had my son looking at me like, this cat. It was walking me. Walking. He's like, I had to carry it. It's fragile. So I'm walking around TSA with a fucking cat, 3D cat.
Oh, like, yo, it's dope, though.
Yeah, but if she ever knew that. I was doing all the walk around like that. That's like,
it's like funny, soft. Yeah. So,
can't be soft. We gotta be hard. You can't be walking around like a cat. Fucking thing.
Yeah, you can't do that.
No, man, yo, so that nigga Ezek walking with a fucking 3D printing cat.
Okay. Yo, you know what though? You would take that fucking smash it and then put the head on somebody else's head and take another thing. So,
but then I wouldn't have to think for it.
How did the art show go for you? It was successful? Did you sell some shit? Or?
No, at the top, we sold one thing, but it wasn't even about that. It was just like the All Basel this year. Was the lowest sales of anything.
Really?
The biggest people going there, with no one buying art.
So people just going to hang, yeah, kind of just to be seen.
Money,
yeah.
Drinking, you know,
yeah, like, party, yeah, so, more party,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, so people came out. I think more people come out that way, but they're just looking. I mean, like, it's like normal people come out now.
Yeah,
bro. Used to be all other artists. Now it's like all like normal. Hey, we get fucked up. I'm not home.
Yeah, it seems like it's more like influencer type of like.
I'm going to do a few people, like put down to five people instead of fucking 25, right? So I'm doing that next year.
Like more
focus on that, and I think I have on all in one day. Because Vegas, listen, I fought hard, guys. I fought hard not to do anything in Vegas. I mean, it was hard, bro. But Miami, I drank, I fucking did blow, I fucking, like, it was amazing.
Listen, guys, everybody needs a little break sometimes, and Ezek deserved it. He just had a birthday, happy birthday to you, sir.
You know what happened to my fucking birthday, man.
Made it.
Well, that's for the X-rated version. So yeah, we're gonna wrap this up. It's just about Christmas Eve over here. I want to thank everybody for supporting us this year in the podcast.
We don't love no hoes.
We had a really great year this year. I want to shout out to
Joe. Tell them the reason why I'm like this. He's like the dad from you, motherfucker.
I told him at the top of the show.
I'm fucking
well,
God.
What's funny is listen to him, and I'm like, I finished all of theirs.
Jimmy's fucked up. Yeah.
But Dimmy's like, always him though. He's always chilling. Chillin'. Every episode, he's just, you know. Yeah,
which are we Crown Thorns? We're playing three shows, Crown Thorns.
Oh, let's talk about that. You want to talk about it? Or no, or you don't want to talk about it?
There are no, what dates? What are the dates?
The 29th.
In Amityville? Come down to that.
And then the 30th, we're playing in Salties in
Jersey. South Jersey.
Salties. All right. The 1st, we're playing in Syracuse.
Sick.
Yes.
We're playing with Killing Time.
Too, Killing Time just played here last week. They just played Connecticut last week. It was a great show. I bought a hat. Anthony sounded amazing. Show was so sick.
That's my boy.
He looked dressed to kill. He was dressed super awesome.
Anthony, look how many I love you.
Yeah, they were great. What else do I want to talk about? I just want to quickly, again, I want to shout out the reality show. Episode. If you didn't catch my episode that I put out earlier last week,
shout out to Peter Green. Peter Green's mom.
Shout out to Peter Green.
His mom passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, dude. Fuck. That kind of makes what I'm going to say sound so stupid after this. Sorry. That's really unfortunate. But
me playing?
What's that? If you didn't check that out, I was talking about our reality show. I'm really excited for that. We've made some progress. I'm going to have some more stuff. Record stories. I'm actually going to show Ezek and Dimmy and Pineapple the reel for the first time. I'm really excited. Guys, thank you for everything. Have a great Christmas, a great holiday, if that's what you celebrate.
Everyone, God bless.
Thank you so much. E, what else? Anything else? Dan Diablo merch. We always plug that. Check that out. Smoke AD, like I said, stream that shit.
Danny Diablo versus Piss Bob. The album's out right now. Digitally get put on your playlist.
And we're working on some new E-Train record stuff,
E-Train
right?
Records,
so I'll just kind of touch on that I'm helping
Supreme Force Syndicate.
Yeah, I'm helping Ezek revamp and relaunch E-Train with new distribution and a bunch of stuff with some new announcements and some new signings. So it's going to be cool. We got a lot of stuff planned for next year. You know, me and Isaac do our best to try to get episodes together, but shout out to the DRP for holding it down
with you guys and doing the Ruckus podcast.
And I'm trying my best, you know, with the digest, but it gets busy. But I love all you guys. Thank you for the support. No, he doesn't even show up anymore. I do him by myself. But no, shout out to Yvonne. He is around. So, guys, thank you so much. We will talk to you soon. Peace.
Welcome to us talking about our podcast for a minute.
What's the name of that podcast?
That's Axe to Grind. And right now you're going to be getting a little taste of it, right down to the shaking microphone and all.
And my name's Bob.
And my name's Patrick. And usually we're joined by Tom.
Tom's the best. Tom has a real grown-up job that requires him to be at work. But we talk about decidedly not so grown-up things like
hardcore music and things that people that like hardcore music tend to like.
So that could be the latest shows, revisiting classic material, talking about the new classics, all the little dorm room nonsense that you imagine from a niche music podcast that you either love, want to love, or hate.
Yeah, imagine all the emotions that you have towards a genre that has impacted your life. And then condense them down to an hour to 2 hours a week.
So triangulate your speakers. Think about jumping off the bed, singing along, dancing like an idiot, and listen to Axe to Grind podcast.